So first of all, I just wanted to acknowledge that, you know, if you've found this podcast, it means that something is resonating for you about the concept of writing from the heart. And I want you to get to know me. I want you to know that I'm a real person, a real teacher with 20 years of teaching experience, and that I did my first creative writing degree when I was only 18, not even 18 when I'd first started. And now I'm 41 years old and I've been teaching a really long time. And I've been writing professionally for the last 7 or so years since I did my master's degree. I've had 65 students now enter and complete my course. I've had so many incredible reviews. It's just blown my mind. A lot of my students just randomly post how much they have loved this course and how much it's changed their lives, and that is so deeply humbling, and quite often I will just have a little cry and just think to myself, how did I build this? I can't actually believe that I've done this. And it really all started 3 years ago when I first purchased my name, Heart Writing, and I officially launched the business and started developing the courses. But it started even before that. It started years before that. And it perhaps started in my first undergrad degree when I was 18. And it perhaps started a lot earlier than that. It perhaps started when I was only 9 or 10 years old and I was first coming up with stories and really had fallen in love with the creative process. So today I really wanted to reflect on all that has been achieved in heart writing and my experiences with all of my students and how beautiful that has been and how many friendships have formed within the groups and how many of these students I'm constantly keeping in touch with, that this does not feel like work. This is like magic in my life, and I think it is magic in every one of my students' lives too. But the reason I'm talking with you today is to share what heart writing is really about, because I feel like, and I don't know if you are maybe thinking this, but I feel like there is a common misconception about what heart writing really is. And it's probably because of the name, heart writing. Heart writing implies that everything that we write from the heart is all beautiful and heartfelt and therefore nice. And I have said this before, you know, heart writing is not nice writing necessarily. But I really want to get to the heart of what I mean by that today so that you truly understand what we do in heart writing and the theory that I have embedded into the course, the spiritual theory, as well as the writing theory that I've embedded into the course that makes it a heart writing course that makes sense. You know, that we're not just doing something fluffy and intangible, but we're really feeling the weight and the depth of what we're doing in heart writing. And I felt drawn to talk about this today because I don't want people coming to my course and expecting that they are just coming here for just really nice, really sweet, really fun, and not really actually learning anything difficult and not really challenging themselves to go beyond this common misconception. So I have a question for you today. Did you come to this heart writing podcast expecting writing to be easy? Did you have the assumption that heart writing is easy, lovely, fun writing? Was that your assumption before you came here today or before you explored my courses? And it's okay if you did have that notion. I think that we like to have this fantasy. But I'm here to tell you a few truths today. And you may not like all of these truths, but I hope that they are helpful on your journey to becoming a better writer. I hope you love these philosophies, and I hope that you start to really fall in love with the reality of writing, not the fantasy of writing. But that doesn't mean that this isn't heart-centered. What I'm going to teach you today is really, really heart-centered, more heart-centered than you could possibly imagine. So buckle up, stay on the ride. I think you're going to love what we're talking about today. So first of all, Buddhist philosophy. Buddhist philosophy teaches us that suffering is inevitable. But there is a myth around easy expression. Everything that we say that's truth should be really easy to express. And therefore, you know, heart writing must be about really easy expression. And there's definitely times when our writing is more easy to express. There's definitely times where the emotions just fall out of ourselves. And I talk about this a lot in the 10 days of heart writing course. But if we rely on that easy emotion too much, we get really trapped. We start only relying on the emotions to guide us in our writing, which is problematic, right? We can't just rely on big emotions to write. Sometimes my most beautiful pieces that I've written were really hard to write. I'm not going to sugarcoat that for you. Beautiful, worthwhile writing. And the kind of writing that really sends a potent message to people has been deeply crafted, has been researched heavily. So much of my writing has gone down many rabbit holes of research, interviews. You know, on my travels, I have to pay a lot of attention to generate the imagery around me or to talk to people and understand their way of life. I have to open books and make sure that my facts are correct. I can't just write anything. I mean, I can, but I take my writing seriously. This is real heart work for me. And I want the people joining my course to want it to be this kind of heart work too. And so that's why heartfelt writing does not always flow effortlessly. And there needs to be an acceptance of that. In fact, heartfelt writing is potentially more emotional, with more psychological barriers in expression to not heartfelt writing. I'll give you an example. I just went to a wedding and I knew a lot of the family that were going to the wedding, and I had several of the family members contact me for help writing their wedding speeches. They found it so difficult to put these wedding speeches together. Now, you would have thought that because they were close family and they had a lot of amazing stories to share about the bride and the groom, that they would have found this task very, very easy. But they actually found they were severely blocked and really daunted by the task. They didn't know if they'd put too much detail in, not enough detail in. How do they create emotion? How do they set the scene? How do you structure a speech? There were so many elements that freaked them out, and they came to me asking for help because, of course, she's a writer. She'll be able to help me with this. And I loved helping them with it. And it was actually easier for me to help them from an outsider perspective because I wasn't deeply emotionally tied to their speech. So I actually had that objective opinion. That, by the way, is why everybody needs an editor. We can't rely on ourselves to edit our work because we actually need someone that is outside of the emotion of our work to be able to see things accurately. So it's very important that we all have editors. Even working as an editor, I would go to other editors to edit my work. So that's just a little bit of an aside. So there you go, that wedding analogy there, a very, very real example that's just happened in my life where I had several people coming up to me and asking for my input into their wedding speeches, even though they had all of the heart ready to go in the speech, they found that writing very difficult. So that's proof that heartfelt expression is not necessarily easy. In fact, it can be even harder. There is a huge sense of vulnerability and judgment that comes up in those circumstances when things are close to your heart. So don't feel bad if writing has been difficult for you and you think, well, therefore I'm not a writer because it's been difficult for you. It doesn't mean that you're not a writer at all. It just means that you're coming up with those very, very common challenges that all writers face, particularly when things are emotional and vulnerable. Suffering is a big part of Buddhist teachings and is actually a big part of my belief in heart writing. And you might be thinking, oh no, I don't want to join a writing course that involves suffering. But I kind of want to explain it to you in a way that breaks it down and so that you understand that beautiful things and really worthwhile things sometimes do involve suffering. I've worked really hard in my business this year, and I'm proud of that. And it doesn't mean that my business is not a heart-centered business, because I've worked so hard and created the strategies and the structures that are in place now so that this business runs like clockwork. You know, it really does. There is so much magic. There is so much value embedded in my courses. And that had to be developed with hard work. And it's the same with writing a book. You don't create books without hard work. But books are so deeply valuable, so deeply heartfelt. And without that concept of suffering and hard work, these beautiful things would never get created. I want you to know that writing is hard. I want you to know that before you join my course. But I want you to know that you are deeply held here with people that understand, with people that have strategies and resources and ideas and a community that will help you grow. It's not about trying to sell this idea that writing is really easy. There is a lot of work that goes on in writing to create and shape beautiful things, and to be able to get to the heart of a topic and to be able to promote a message in a meaningful way. But I think that's amazing. I think that's wonderful that it's hard work. And so I truly believe that Buddhist teachings are the way forward if we want to write in this heart-centered way. Now, I'm not necessarily a Buddhist teacher, but I am a spirituality teacher, and I cherry pick the teachings from various schools and various philosophies to put together my curriculum. Much of what I teach, though, is informed by functional spirituality, run by an amazing teacher named Ava Irani. She's based in Perth in Australia, and I did her 1-year spirituality mentorship. And I even worked for her behind the scenes for a little while, learning her business from the ground up and understanding how to build a heart-centered business. So she's been a very pivotal part of my journey, and I highly recommend that you head to the Functional Spirituality podcast and listen to her teachings and all of her meditations, which have very much informed my methodologies and philosophies that I teach here. A big one that I want to make very clear is that spirituality does not have to be complicated. In fact, the less complicated, the better. And that the key really is coming within and learning to tune out all of the distractions. And if that gives you a sigh of relief, then you've found the right place. I'm not necessarily going to be your spiritual teacher. I am primarily a writing teacher who is informed by other spirituality teachers. What I'm saying is that spirituality and writing go hand in hand beautifully, but both are not necessarily about bypassing the hard work. But I really love the idea of anicca, or impermanence. And that means that things rise maybe fleetingly. They maybe persist for a time, but they then fade away. And when we stop tuning into this dialogue of fear within and start just tuning closely into the acceptance of the work that it takes to write rather than the magic of it, you know, because, yeah, okay, we're in heart writing. But to truly write from the heart, we need to take the Buddhist approach. It's about the transformation that we're going through on the journey that really gives light to our superpowers, that really brings about change. The lotus flower metaphor, you know, the lotus flower that grows in muddy water but emerges as a pristine, beautiful flower. But the real jewel that we should look at today is sati, which is mindfulness. And that means just observing our thoughts and emotions, our challenges, our sufferings without judgment. So mindfulness, sati, is about developing non-reactive awareness of what's happening to you. Non-reactive awareness. And that means that we can respond more skillfully to life's challenges. You know, we do have to accept that suffering is always going to be with us and is very much part of the human experience. So how do we accept and cultivate our practice? How do we then become heart writers? So first of all, we have to devote ourselves to the practice. And writing is not a quick practice. It is a deep practice, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of writing techniques to learn. And when you have the right curriculum, you can learn them fairly fast. You need the tools in your toolbox so that you understand how to navigate the challenges of writing. And you need to cultivate mindfulness while learning these challenging tools. So that's what I do in my course. Rather than narrowing everything down to 4 weeks, which was what a lot of the very famous writing courses do, my course is a perfect amount of time, 8 weeks. If you want to be a heartfelt creative writer who can then go on and develop nonfiction and develop self-help books and whatever you want to do, we start with fiction, we start with memoir, and then we can move on to wherever we go from there. But my belief is it can't be done properly in less than 8 weeks. So it means that we can apply ourselves and push ourselves. And that doesn't mean that we're not heartfelt in what we're doing. But I can tell you that within my course, I do make all of these challenges easier because I've embedded it with all of these beautiful spiritual teachings, meditations, yoga classes, mindfulness teachings, art psychology. There's so much more than just a writing course in this course. A supportive community, that's probably the biggest one. People that you can truly relate to and share your work and your hardships and successes with. What a bonus that is. I hope that that gives you some food for thought about what your writing process is going to be like in future, and get in touch if you would like to join in my next Heart Writing 8-week workshop starting February. I really do open my heart in this course. And if there's one thing that you can take out of this course for as an absolute surety, it is that I share with a wide open heart. And that's where the ease of expression comes from. I want you to know that you can be confident to share with your very own wide open heart. And that's what you're first and foremost going to be encouraged to do before we move on with all of the techniques. So good luck on your journey. Can't wait to meet you. So excited about next year. So excited for the journey ahead. And I will catch you on the other side.